City. What?
Who touched you in your no-no place?
Unlimited.
How much kitty porn do you have,
Russell?
Unlimited. It's Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
Oh boy, Hen Dog folks, Mr. Unlimited. Here to kick off the show, and there's a special reason why, and I'll get to that in a couple of moments. First, I gotta let you know where you can see The Roach live. Lots of dates coming up. Oh boy, we're adding to it constantly. We've got one coming up very quickly. March 15th. That's right around the damn corner. We're going to be in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona at Mike Drop Comedy Club. After that, April 26th and 27th, Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live. May 3rd, going to be in Seattle. May 17th and 18th, Chicago, Illinois. Just added that. It might not be on sale quite yet, but keep your eyes peeled. It will be very shortly. After that, May 29th, Baltimore, Maryland, Magoobies. May 30th, Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. And May 31st, Allentown, Pennsylvania at the Emmaus Theater. June 14th and 15th, Houston, Texas. We've got, I wrote down a Houston Astros game in there. August 15th, Omaha, Nebraska. August 16th, 17th, Des Moines, Iowa. All of these are on sale. All of the ticket links can be found right in the description of the episode, or if you want to go over to my Instagram at Josh_Potter or my Twitter at J_Potter, you can find the links in the bio. Other than that, folks, some things to discuss. Well, of course, the Patreon's still going on. Patreon.com/TheJoshPotterShow. Go subscribe over there. But also going to be a part of a new show very soon. So I'm excited to announce that. I don't want to quite announce it right here, right now, because it hasn't been announced by the people that I'm doing it. We'll get to it. Just I want to keep it on your radar, though, folks and friends. I don't know what the hell's playing now. Oh, it's just another song. Look at that. Hen Dog, though, thank you for giving us that number, Mr. Unlimited, so long ago. Of course, the song we featured last week, that was everybody's favorite from Brothers featuring Hen Dog. He was on there as well with some of his work. We're going to end the show with that one again. I might end the show with that for the next few weeks because it was such a great work. So we'll get to that. And the reason I played Mr. Unlimited, I have to start off because this is just breaking news now. Russell Wilson, our boy Sussel, he's been released from the Denver Broncos effective March 13th. So it hasn't quite hit, you know, it hasn't become effective yet, but they've told him he's going to be released. And Russell put out a statement about this. And in the statement, it was a pretty good statement. He talked about the connections he made to the team. He talked about some players on the team that, and he relived some memories. Very short amount of time he was with this team, 2 years. And it wasn't a good 2 years. I think they lost more than they won. But he managed to, I mean, you'd think when a guy's making a statement about leaving a team, a guy like Russell Wilson at that, see if you can find this statement. It was on his socials. He posted like one of these, you know, he did like the thing where you type in your notes app and then you post it up there, but he kind of put it on a different font. So he thanked, you know, specific team members, Cortland Sutton, a bunch of different guys, three or four of them, mentioned specific plays. Like it was probably easy for him to recall these memories, is my point, because there wasn't many bright, shining spots for Russell Wilson. He also thanked the cafeteria staff. And that's the thing. When people were like, how great of Russell Wilson. What a great man to thank the lowly cafeteria staff for the Denver Broncos. Here's the thing, folks. When you don't have many bright spots on the field, it's easy to remember a couple good lunches that you had in the cafeteria, for sure, and the names of the people that made them for you. I mean, Russell Wilson, when he went into that building, didn't have many friends. So I'm just saying, like, he could definitely... It's not hard to make this statement when probably there's probably more people that you want to motherfuck leaving the situation than people that you want to thank. But here it is on the screen right now. I'm not going to possibly read this whole thing, nor would I, but you can see down there toward the bottom. Can you read the cafeteria part? Where does it say that? It says it after all the players.
It's everyone helping like Lamar.
What's that?
No, it doesn't. Sorry. I'll never forget Wendy and Brandy in the cafeteria, daily bringing the good food, but the even better jams. Thank you for always being uplifting.
Yep. I mean, that's easy to recall those people because they're probably only friendly faces to poor Russell Wilson when he'd come in there. The rest of them are like, this motherfucker. I mean, God, do you remember on the plane? The memories of the plane. Oh, my Lord, when Russell Wilson said everyone was sleeping. I'm doing high steps in the aisle. On the way to London, they're all probably like, get this motherfucker. I want to throw him out the plane. I wish this was one of the Alaskan airline flight with a panel ripping off. But that is our big headline for the sports today. Where will Russell Wilson land? He's going to be a coveted free agent, folks. And will he get more Sussle-like in his next adventure? We didn't really have many Suss moments. I mean, it came out of the gate hot. If we can go back to the last 2 years he spent with the Denver Broncos, came into the Broncos organization hot in the Sussle aspects. I mean, he was doing weird shit on the plane. He was eating subs on Subway going like, it's dangerous. I mean, we could go back. I mean, that was all peak Sussle Wilson, and he started losing and he had to calm down. He had to put a lid on it. And then Sean Payton came in and told him, hey, you need to chill. And he fired all of Russell's special coaches and things like that. So we'll find out. Will he turn over a new leaf with a new team, or is it going to get much, much worse and more dark for our boy Sussle Wilson?
Beep 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 beep.
And in the sports today, not only is the Denver Broncos a team looking for a quarterback coming up here possibly in the NFL draft, there's many a team that will be looking for a quarterback, and every team is going to be looking for a new player. The draft is my favorite, and I love the fact that the NFL coaches come into it, and they really want to get to the bottom of these people that they're going to take, because their careers are reliant on the success of these draft picks, many of the coaches. So when they come in, they want to interview them with a fine-tooth comb, and we've gone over in the past episodes around this time of year some of the crazy questions that are asked of draft picks. I mean, some of them that have been outright just offensive, I guess, at the end of the day. Some of the weirdest questions ever asked of a draft pick, or potential draft pick, I should say, is, do you find your mother attractive? This was a pressing question, evidently. Strangest interview question I've heard an NFL team ask a prospect so far. Do you find your mother attractive? That was back in 2016. You probably think, you know, oh, of course, after Zach Wilson and his mother became all the news and the rage. I mean, we have to get to the bottom of it. Do you find mothers attractive? And also, it was probably like, you know, they don't want to have a Delonte West situation going on in terms of the NFL draft picks. I could get that for sure. So I understand why they're asking that question, I guess, at the end of the day. Another question about a mother, is your mother a prostitute? Why? How this bears on whether or not you're an effective pass rusher or an effective receiver, I don't know, but that's one of the questions that they asked. Another one, straight and to the point. Do you like men? How this matters, I do not know. I've been asked a lot of weird questions. I don't know if I could say on TV. This is for Eli Apple. The Falcons coach, one of the coaches, was like, so do you like men? It was the first thing he asked me. It was very weird. I was just like, no. He was like, if you're going to come to Atlanta, sometimes that's how it is around here. You're going to have to get used to it. What the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck?
I never even pegged Atlanta as being like a particularly gay city, to be quite honest with you. But evidently this coach goes, oh, you're going to come down here to Atlanta? There's going to be a lot of gay sex thrown your way. So look out. I don't know if you can handle it. Can you handle it? I came down here. I couldn't handle it. I'm gay now. I'm all of a sudden gay. I guess he was joking, but they ask most of these questions to see how you're going to react. Oh, is that it? Is that what the coach was doing? He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Eli Apple, do you like men? See how crazy he gets about it. And then we can decide. See if there's another one on here that's pretty wild. I mean, those are pretty insane questions out of the gate. Some of these are dumb. Like, one of them was like, would you rather be a cat or a dog? What is this, fifth grade? I'd fire that coach in a second if he fucking asked that question in my room. Where are you sitting on a bus speeding on a mountain? Ooh, is that one of these thinkers? Like, well, you see, I'd be on the back, on the side away from the mountain, because then it's freaking, there's no good answer for that at the end of the day. And I don't think there's any other really really great ones on this list. How many ways could you use a brick in a minute?
What?
Yeah, they're just asking. These are basically math questions. If a coach asked me that, I'd be like, what does that have to do with football? And I would get to that. You know what I'm saying? So people ask these draft picks wild shit as coaches. In private meetings, they ask these wild things. And the NFL recently just did the NFL Combine. And I noticed a litany of weird questions being lobbed at the draft picks during their press conferences. And I thought maybe it's the same strategy. Maybe not only is the NFL testing their 40 time or how far they can throw the ball or their strength or their vertical jump or whatever, they're also testing them. How can you handle yourself in a press conference? Well, some of them, I mean, there was at least one guy there that was asking insane questions, and I don't know if he was the one asking all of these questions or if this just kind of got around. I know he at least asked two of these people questions, but here we have Texas Tech player Tyler Owens, and he, I don't know what he was asked, I'm not sure what the question was, but he decided to mention he doesn't believe in space. Let's hear it.
You guys are discussing that you don't believe in. What led you to that point to believe that?
I really, I thought you should believe in like the heliocentric thing, like he's some wild rims and stuff, but then like I started seeing like flat earth stuff, and I was like,
awesome, man.
Texas Tech is the school he went to. Texas Tech, and he's like, I don't know. I don't believe in planets. I don't think there's planets because I'm religious. I was tough to make two cents of that because it is like a shitty mic'd up situation. And when we're getting the video, we didn't get the feed through the mic. So I didn't really understand some of the things that the points that he was making. But I understood the fact that he doesn't think planets are real and that, you know, he's religious. Okay. And what did he say? He thinks we're in like a globe or something?
Yeah. He's like, I just think we're in a room, is what he said in the middle. You want to find it again?
We're in a room.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it again. I really don't. I mean, and then he goes on to talk about flat earth stuff. It's crazy, the flat earth stuff that is still going on, because it's like, hasn't it come out that the people who were believing in that really just wanted to belong to something? Isn't that what we've proven? The people that are flat earthers really just want to have a community. And so they found this sort of thing. And some of them don't even really believe it. They're just like, I just want friends. And that's the most lonely thing I've ever heard. But for this guy, I mean, like, you went to Texas Tech and he's still like, this guy is going to, he flies in planes. He could see the curvature of the earth if he looks out the goddamn window. But here's some people, you know, I've heard the, I don't believe in space. I don't believe in the earth being round. I've heard all these things. I've gone on dates with some of these people that have said this. And you have to be like, oh, okay, you're over there trying to eat your, edamame, you know, you just got your appetizer at the sushi restaurant and now you're hearing about how they believe the earth is flat. And you're like, okay, well, I guess this is what we're doing. I've never quite heard about, I mean, I guess I have heard the birds aren't real thing too. I've talked about that a little bit. The birds aren't real thing always tickled me. I love that. But in this case, it's not just birds, it's specific to pigeons. And this next person here, I forget who this is, Rome Adunza, I think is how you pronounce it. Let me see how you pronounce it. What does it say there on there? You just had it up on the screen.
Yeah, Rome Adunze?
Yeah, Rome Adunze. He is, it says right there, it says, I can't land a plane. They asked him if he could land a plane, and it says on the quote there, we are going down, all souls have perished. That's a logical answer. It's like funny, he's being dark and funny about it. He can't land a plane is what he's getting at, which is nice. You know, he doesn't have the ego to be like, I know how to land that shit or whatever. But then he goes on to a different thing all entirely. Go scroll over to the next slide.
Those are AI.
You seen a baby pigeon?
I haven't.
Do you think you can land a plane in case of emergency?
Absolutely not. We are going down. All souls have perished.
Hey, Rome, but without the plays, though, what's like with meet with the tight ends?
Okay, he said, to start that, like, we heard about the plane thing, LOL, ha ha ha, all souls have perished. Before that, I've never seen a baby pigeon. That's some AI shit. Pigeons are AI. if pigeons are AI, I'm no longer scared of the AI any longer. If that's what it is, if that's all it is, it's just pigeons. But then this baby pigeon thing ended up becoming sort of a theme. I don't know if there was a guy there who's like his whole goal was to expose the fact that pigeons are fake or something, because there was multiple questions lobbed at multiple players about baby pigeons. And we have another one with Keon Coleman of Florida State right here.
You think planes are real?
Planes?
Yeah.
What you mean, like?
Like, how do they fly?
An airplane?
Wait a minute. Go back for a second here. Because this is another thing. I don't know if it's the same guy or what, or if this is a big troll job. Maybe I'm the one with egg on my face. It's like, didn't you know there's some popular podcast I've never heard of. They were there and they're asking. It's like, LOL. I imagine there's a guy there who's asking these ridiculous things. It could very well just be the NFL coaches planting people in the crowd, be like, I don't want to ask this in the interview, so I want you to go there in the press conference and ask them. So not only he's about to get asked about pigeons, don't worry, but he starts out asking, do you think planes are real? All of these people have flown on planes. What do they think's happening there? They're in a fucking simulator? You think it's like when a dog goes in an elevator? It's like, do they know they're going up and down, or do they think the door opens and there's another world behind there? So play it again and start it from the beginning so we can hear him talk about the planes first. And then he gets to the pigeons.
You think planes are real?
Planes?
Yeah.
What you mean, like?
Like, how do they fly?
An airplane? The engine, they have controls like a big car, just with wings.
Pause that. That's hilarious. How do they fly? With controls? I like that answer. I wouldn't know how to answer that either. I'd be like, well, the wings, you see the wings create lift. I wouldn't fucking know how to answer that question. I would just be like, I don't know. What am I, a fucking pilot up here? I'm trying to play fucking professional football. I would be so angered by that question. So he talks about the controls and shit. Now he's going to ask him, scroll back just a little bit, and then we'll hear him ask about the baby pigeons. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
The engine, they have controls like the a engine? Big car, just wings.
You think birds are real?
Some of them.
Some of them.
Some of them.
You ever seen a baby pigeon?
Nope.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you.
Pigeons don't be in Louisiana. I'm sorry.
He's not wrong there. Pigeons don't be in Louisiana. I guess not. They're in where new. I mean, I thought they were everywhere. But I, you know, what do I know about birds? They freak me out. They're dinosaurs, if you ask me. That's my conspiracy. I think they're real, and I think they're prehistoric, and I think we should get rid of them. Baby pigeons. Can you Google baby pigeon? Let's see if any images come up here. Let's see if baby pigeons are real. Let's do our own homework on Google.
hundreds of images right away.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, a baby pigeon's just like the small one. Where would you see a baby pigeon? You hanging out by their nests? Just because they're not around the like pile of garbage that you see in New York City or something doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, they're probably up in the trees someplace. But yes, there's a baby pigeon. There's many. Look at it. It's just a smaller version of a pigeon. Well, we mentioned Zach Wilson earlier in the program. And recently, he's been back in the news because the New York Jets have decided we're going to let Zach Wilson explore trade options. Now, I don't know what they're going to be able to get for Zach Wilson. There's no such thing as an 8th-round draft pick, so I don't think they're going to be able to find much for him, but he might get released. There's a lot of things that could come from this, but I doubt we'll see Zach Wilson in a New York Jets uniform moving forward. Now, if you recall about Zach Wilson, when he came on the scene, we discussed it here on this program. I said, I want this Mormon boy to be absolutely crippled by vices and have his career ruined. I think I did a good job at calling that one. I think I called it pretty good. And also because when the draft occurred, now I can't wait, by the way, the next draft coming up, there's going to be some hot tamales on there, and I'm talking about the moms. The moms are only as older as I get, the moms are only getting hotter, baby. It's just another great thing about the old draft there. And Zach Wilson's mom definitely made a splash back when Zach Wilson was drafted. It put her on the map, made her kind of a celebrity of sorts. And she just recently got into a little bit of trouble for a controversial post on Instagram. Now, how controversial is it? I'm not sure. But this came from Johnny Moe. Thanks for sending this in, Johnny. Lisa Wilson, the mother of New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, ruffled some feathers with her latest post on Instagram on Wednesday. Wilson shared a video of her working out with her husband Mike. In the caption for her post, she joked about them having an affair. Bum, bum, bum. I'm having an affair with the hot guy from the gym who also happens to be my husband, LOLOL, Lisa wrote. So she's just doing some cutesy shit with her husband, you know, trying to keep the spark alive or whatever. And some of Wilson's followers didn't appreciate that she joked about having an affair. One follower actually sent her a DM saying, affairs are nothing to make light of. For real, they're not funny. They destroy families and children's lives. Oh, my Lord. My life's not destroyed. My father had an affair. A couple of them, as a matter of fact. Didn't really bother me too much. Other than, I, you know, it kind of put me out a little bit. But I got over it. People have affairs. Let's see what she says here. What does this say?
I don't think this is the video. I think this is just another thing she made.
Well, go back and let's watch it anyway. I like seeing this broad talk.
It is a little chilly.
Is this a tit joke?
Look who's here.
Who is that? Is that Lisa. That's not Zach.
We're telling followers you started.
We're telling followers
you started. He has a mattress ad.
Hey, everybody.
She's doing a mattress ad with her son.
He's playing the ukulele for me.
I'm not very good at it.
No, you're still good at it.
Look at our new mattress.
I want to show you guys. He made his bed.
I'm going to blow him on this mattress.
He doesn't really have a lot of furniture yet. He just has his twinkle bed down here. That's all that mattered to him. He just needed the twinkle bed because he had one at home. And he's like, Mom, I'm taking my bed. And I said, no, you're not. We'll get you another one on this awesome sale. He also has the adjustable base because...
All right, I don't want to hear this anymore. I don't buy it. The Twinkle Bed is not a sponsor of the Josh Potter Show. Do not buy it unless they come aboard. Anyhow, she's in there flirting. I mean, that's just weird that she's... I mean, she's kind of been doing this thing where she's been, like, flirting with some young guys, maybe some of Zach's friends, stuff like that. But I'm not going to, you know, cast aspersions or anything like that because she, like I said, she's having a little hotsy-totsy fun with her hubby, and so she got an angry DM. So then she had to post her response to that DM on her Instagram story for everyone to see. I don't think I made fun of it, she replied via the New York Post. We weren't good. We were tired and disconnected. So I thought, why do people have affairs? So I did all the same things to try to bring a spark back, flirting, sexy texts, and it worked. I'm trying to promote finding that fire with your person. A lot of explanation for a cheeky little fun post. She had to basically provide a little TMI to be like, my husband just wasn't making my pussy wet anymore, so I had to pretend he's a stranger so I can get that spark back. I get it, I guess, but to bring all that up after a woman had that's an unhinged response to any sort of celebrity's jokey joke caption to be like, affairs aren't funny. Oh, my God. I kind of had one of these. I just was on the road this past weekend. And thank you to Tom Segura for taking me out there. It was a hell of a time. Folks, I don't even know how to express this. I feel like a fucking astronaut getting to do these shows. I mean, and when I say that, I mean, like, you know, astronauts during the Apollo program, you know, some of them, they got to orbit the Earth. Some of them got to, like, leave the Earth's atmosphere. That's as far as they got. And then Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk upon the moon. And there was subsequently a few that did it after him. And only a few did it. Not every astronaut gets to put their feet onto the moon. And that's kind of the way it feels like doing an arena show. I mean, obviously, I wasn't headlining an arena show. That's a different level, another thing altogether. But just the act of performing on one is insane. And it's like, how many, it's not like I could just call my comedy buddies and be like, how do I do it? You know what I'm saying? Not many people get to do something like that. So it felt extraordinary, to be quite honest. And I've been beaming about it, but I did these shows and some of them, I mean, they were in front of tens of thousands of people. And so I did like, I forget what joke I even was doing. Let's see if I can find this. Did I screen grab this? I must've. Where the fuck is it, Josh? You stupid fucking moron. I wasn't even knowing I was going to talk about this, but this complaint just made me think about it. Ah, here it is. It's so, this was after doing a show in front of 9,000 people in Maine, and it was a throwaway line. I was talking about jizz, as I often do, It's probably like 60% of my set right now is a jizz talk. But I was talking about it and I compared, you know, just ways. It was a throwaway thing. It's not even really like a part of the joke. I was comparing, like, you know, the amount of jizz I waste to a genocide. And I was like, you know, Israel's got nothing on me or something like that. I think I said something like that. I don't remember. It was something about Israel. But it said, just went to the Tom Segura show in Portland, Maine. This is a DM this woman wrote to me. Just went to the Tom Segura show in Portland, Maine. Thought you were funny, but you really lost me at your Israel/genocide joke. Not funny for either side of this war, and certainly tone deaf, given the loss of life and suffering on both sides. Please stop spreading misinformation. You can't just say the word genocide because it's a buzzword. Just know your time and place, especially your audience, given what's going on in the world. Now, you would think I would have this elaborate Israel genocide joke in there. I was talking about jizz for about 12 minutes. It was a throwaway line amongst copious amounts of jizz talk. I wrote back to her. I said, I'll make sure to compare my mass waste of jizz to a more acceptable example of genocide for you next time. LOL. She never wrote back. I don't even know if she saw it, to be quite honest with you. But yes, just, you can't please everyone, Lisa Wilson. You have to know that. So I don't know why she shared that, all those details, but nevertheless, she did. Well, what do you say? Before we get to sports, I let you know today's Josh Potter Show is brought to us by Rocket Money. Is money leaving your account as quickly as you get it? It's happened to me many times, and you're like, where the hell's all my money going? It's time to take a look at the things you subscribe to. Chances are you're paying a bunch of money to a bunch of stuff you don't even use, and Rocket Money is going to be able to help you out. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720, with over 500 million in canceled subscription. That's a lot of money, and you don't want to leave that on the table, my friend. I gotta tell you, I've had this issue where you're looking at your bank account, you're like, why, what is it keep going to? I didn't spend that. What the hell is this? And thank God I turned on Rocket Money, because they make it so easy to just be like, you are spending it on, they give you a list, and some of the things on there, I don't know if it was back when I was doing Zans or what, but it was friggin', I had so many things that I did not know I was subscribed to, and they found them, make it easy to cancel as well. All you got to do is download the app. It's going to show you all the current subscriptions in one place, and if you want to unsubscribe to something, you just cancel it with the little tap of the button. It couldn't be easier. So stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/potter. That's rocketmoney.com/potter. rocketmoney.com/potter. Push the wrong one. Would have been so good if I just did it right. Oh, it would have been so smooth, Josh. What a broadcaster. Oh, we do have one more sports story. Maybe that was my intuition picking up on the fact that there is one lingering sports story that I forgot all about. But we'll get to the news in a second, and I'll play it properly and right. Cam Newton, former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. He played a bit of a stint on the old New England Patriots, things like that. He is a very strong man. I mean, who couldn't forget Cam Newton getting it? I mean, before there was Jalen Hurts doing the tush push, getting 1 yard gains, Cam Newton was the goal line QB sneak extraordinaire. He was a man, could just friggin' get through that line. And he hasn't lost it in retirement, I'll tell you, because a video surfaced Sunday that appeared to show the 2015 NFL MVP Cam Newton being involved in a scuffle at a 7-on-7 youth football tournament in Atlanta. The video shows Newton wearing one of his custom-made hats. You know, he's always wearing some weird, he looks like he's in a Tarantino movie half the time. He was being shoved by three people near the top of a set of steps before the pushing and shoving and grabbing moves toward the fence line. The video lasts less than 30 seconds before the altercation is broken up by a policeman and event security. Newton, the number one overall draft pick in 2011 out of Auburn, does not appear to throw any punches in the video and appears to be fending off the three other men. There is one punch thrown in Newton's direction, but it's unclear if the punch landed on the former quarterback. It's also uncertain what prompted the altercation. So I'm not sure exactly. I haven't gotten updates on it, but it is just something to take in. Watch Cam Newton as if he is taking on the entire defensive line. Take on these guys here at this youth football camp. There it is. Cam Newton, you can tell he's Cam Newton because he's got the hat on. Even my blind ass can tell. I think there's a couple angles of this, too, that we'll see. So there they are scuffling. If you're at home, there's not really sound on this, so I apologize. But we're just watching a large group of men surround Cam Newton. There he is with his goofy-ass hat. He looks like Gandalf or something.
It looks like
shit.
A witch hat.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Gandalf the wizard hat. And get this dreads guy out of my fucking way. All right, get out of the way, fella. So, yeah, it's just, and then eventually the security gets it off. He seems unscathed by the entire thing. It's bizarre. So, yeah, Cam Newton, fending them all off, that was pretty incredible. I thought that was interesting. If you're just listening at home, maybe you hop on the YouTube so you can watch all of this and take in the fact that Cam Newton... He has taken down a whole gang of
the inner city blacks.
Took a minute to find that button, too. Man, my eyes are going bad, dude. It's bad. But let's get into the news, shall we? A couple of emails to kick off the news, one of which is from Courtney. It says, "Hey, Josh, I am listening to episode 177. You are discussing how TSA doesn't look at anything, and I'm here to confirm that. I flew in December to visit family, and I made it on the plane before realizing I had a fixed blade knife in my fanny pack carry-on." She attached a photo to it. We can see it here. "And luckily for me, my husband and I were the only two to discover this on the plane. I didn't end up on the no-fly list. Luckily for everyone else on the two planes and three airports I was in that day, I'm not a psycho. Safe travels, Courtney." So go back to the picture of that knife. What are you doing? Where'd it go? There it is. Oh, boy, that is a hell of a knife. And, I mean, I guess it was in its sheath, so maybe it didn't get picked up by TSA. I'm not sure. I was discussing more, like, drugs. You know, I mean, I'm not condoning YouTube, not condoning the travel of transporting of drugs across state lines. I'm just saying TSA is usually looking for things like Courtney had here with this knife. And she was on, what did she say, two planes and three airports that day. You know, she had a layover and she had to carry this knife around with her. How many people are like that? You know, if her name was not Courtney and it was, you know, something bad. Could have been another story, you know what I mean? Wild stuff happening out there. It could have just been a miss, too, you know? I wonder how often they have, like, you know, in restaurants, like, they'll have, like, the secret eater come in and, you know, he'll be a person judging the cleanliness of the restaurant, like a health inspector, kind of. I wonder how many times people go through TSA with knives just to test the TSA that day. They're all very worried about your water bottles, but boy, oh boy, getting a knife through doesn't make a difference one way or another. But we have also another email here on the program, joshpottershow@gmail.com, by the way, if you want to submit a roach reporting, if you want to send in an email the way Courtney did and the way that Keith did. Keith is a roachy checking in here. I think we might have one of the first incidents of tampon terrorism. Trying to see if this goes under the semen terrorism or if this is just one of its spinoffs. And evidently, this is committed by a celebrity. We have all heard of the semen terrorists, but this broad sets the bar high. It's check out this link below. Okay, so Hailey Bieber's sister. I was going to say not quite a celebrity, but I guess it kind of is. It's a Baldwin daughter because Hailey was a Baldwin. I forgot all about that.
I didn't know that.
Hailey Bieber was Hailey Baldwin prior to Hailey Bieber. So her sister, Alaya Baldwin Arono, I don't know who that last name is, but she's been arrested following an alleged altercation with employees at a Georgia bar. TMZ reports that the 31-year-old was arrested Saturday night after she allegedly became unruly at Club Elan, a bar in Savannah, Georgia. And as that man, the former football coach, we know what happens in Atlanta, right? Gay stuff. Anyway, Alea was accused of assaulting three staffers at the bar and even throwing a used tampon at a bartender in the employee bathroom. Now, I wonder, let's see what it says here, if it gets into it. Because before I cast, I was going to see if it explains, but I need to know, was the used tampon something she was changing? Was it inside of her and she decided, I don't have any weapons on me? You know, like some people, they throw their shoe or something because that's the only thing they can grab in the moment. Maybe they throw the bag they're carrying, a purse or something. She's like, I got nothing. She just grabs that string like a grenade and throws it. TMZ later reported that the bartender, Haley Cowley, plans to press charges against Baldwin over the incident, and she described her alleged interactions with Baldwin in an interview. The owner of Club Elan called 911, claiming that Alaya had gotten into a physical altercation with his employees and had refused to leave his business. Employees claimed that she entered the employees-only restroom, but was instructed not to use that particular bathroom. She was redirected to the public restroom instead. However, she allegedly became belligerent and combative and allegedly assaulted three employees. She is accused of yanking. Ooh, look at her. My. That is right up my alley. I like that sour puss on her face, too. It's my favorite kind of thing.
You like that one you smoke bomb? The get out of jail free tampon card?
Yeah, I would pay her bail. She's accused of yanking. Oh, I thought when I saw the word yanking, I thought we were getting to the tampon. Oh, boy. She's accused of yanking the hair out of one security guard's head as he attempted to contain her. Another security guard also accused her of kicking him in the groin when he tried to restrain her. The third employee, a female bartender, encountered her when she was attempting to use the employee restroom. She was allegedly informed, or the woman informed Alea that she would need a moment to vomit and change her tampon. Oh, so the waitress went in there, or the bartender went in there, and she was like, I gotta puke and change my tampon. That's a tough day. That's a tough day to be at the club. You're puking and you're puking out of both your holes, basically. Good golly. Puking blood out of your pussy and you're puking puke out of your mouth. That's a tough day. So in an interview with TMZ, Cowley, the bartender, said that she told Baldwin and her friends that they couldn't be in the employee's bathroom before she noticed that there was throw-up filled to the top of the sink, which seemed to make her feel nauseated just from recounting it. The bartender claimed to have waited for some time before she returned to the bathroom to check on her. Oh, so she went in there and she saw that the vomit filled to the brim. The sink was filled to the brim with vomit. And she was like, ooh, I'm nauseous. This is gross. It's about to get worse. It's about to get way more grosser. Because the tampon's about to fly. When the employee entered the bathroom, however, she alleged that Alaya hit her with a tampon. I said, listen, you guys have got to go. She added that Baldwin had a scary look in her eyes. Ooh, I saw that scary look and I liked it. I liked it too much. Cowley claimed that the thrown tampon, which she noted was used, made contact with her face after Baldwin allegedly threw it. Could it be, oh boy. Could you imagine you just get a tampon and it just sticks? Does that thing where it's like, skadoosh, and just slides down your face, all leaving a little trail. She also clarified that Baldwin did not throw the tampon. Instead, Cowley said that when Baldwin pulled it out, she swung her arm up and the tampon touched her face while apparently never leaving her grip. So instead of throwing the tampon at her, she ripped it out and hit her in the face with it like it was a bat. I like that. That's a fun move. She could do that to me any day. Look at this girl. Good God. Let's see here where this thing scrolled away on me. She also clarified, okay, she did not throw the tampon while she swung it up and it touched her in the face while apparently never leaving her grip. So maybe she put it back inside. That'd be something to take a tampon out and be like, skadoosh, and then you put it back in. Cowley added that she called security at that point, and she claimed that Baldwin began swinging at the guards. Was she swinging her fists or the tampon at that point? Boy, oh boy. The bartender added that she thought Baldwin was intoxicated. You don't say. Security said they eventually were able to contain Alea and remove her from the establishment. In addition to pressing charges, Cowley said she planned to file a lawsuit against Baldwin because that's somebody's bodily fluid that touched me. Well, I guess you're right. That's just not appropriate, and that's very uncalled for, especially when somebody's trying to help you. Alaya, however, claimed to the responding officer she was acting in self-defense. That's what I always like. You know, if I'm getting assaulted, I always say, boy, oh boy, I wish I had a used tampon here right now because that'd really help me defend myself. TMZ reported she claimed the entire situation was being blown out of proportion. She was ultimately arrested for numerous charges and booked for simple assault, simple battery, battery, and trespassing. So she got the simple battery and regular battery as well. Police report obtained by E! Reveals that she stated she was forcefully removed from the club. She initially denied forcing her way into the bathroom, only stating that she needed to use the restroom to throw up and change her tampon. Well, she certainly did that. And the report also stated she initially denied throwing her used tampon at the bartender, but later stated she did throw it. I did. I did do that. That's probably because we were mincing words. She's like, I didn't throw the tampon. I smacked her in the face with the tampon. It's different. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. She's hot. Let's find some more pictures of her while I pick up my thing from the ground.
Is this a sign that I'm so fat? I mean, why can't I pick this up?
No, it's a. There's no space over there.
Oh, fuck. All right. Sorry about that. Look at her. Is this her Instagram?
Yeah.
Golly. What's her Instagram handle?
Aliyah Baldwin.
Aliyah Baldwin. Aliyah Baldwin, you're my new favorite. I'm following you right now. 160K, that's it? All right. I'm going to catch up to her. Help me catch up to her and follow her so I can slide in the DMs, all right? That's the only way I'm going to be able to. I've just given up with women. I'm going to just grow this Santa Claus beard out. It's over for me. So maybe she'll be into that. Next up, we have a tale of a cop who screwed up. This comes to us from Odd Track Numbers, who's provided wonderful music for us here on the program. Again, joshpottershow@gmail.com is where you can send things in. A Florida sheriff's deputy mistook the sound of an acorn hitting his patrol cruiser for a gunshot fired multiple times at the SUV where a handcuffed black man was sitting in the back seat. Oh my God. Whoa. How scared is this guy? Where an acorn just falls and he's like, oh God, dush, 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 dush. That's like a movie. That's like a literal, God, that is the funniest thing ever. If you saw that in a comedy movie, you'd crack your ass up. You'd love it. This black man probably not cracking up though, because he had to dodge a lot of bullets. The man who was being questioned about stealing his girlfriend's car was not injured during the 12th of November shooting. He was taken into custody but released without being charged, probably because the officer emptied his fucking clip up. Getting an acorn. You've heard acorns fall onto cars before, yeah? I mean, it happens all the time. Sometimes you, like, if you have a tree outside your window, like I used to have a tree outside my one bedroom window, and I would hear acorns fall onto things. Could be a car, could be just like the awning, and you'd be like, what the hell is that? And then, you know, you see like a squirrel jostling the tree and an acorn would fall on it. It doesn't sound like a gunshot. it just sounds like something you're like, huh, what was that? Oh, that's interesting. It does not sound like a fucking, is this a video of it?
It's like 16 minutes long. I don't know if we have.
Oh no, it's probably just the news story. Oh boy. I mean, I cannot. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office released body cam video of an internal affairs report. Please tell me that's in there.
The body cam video is 16 minutes
long. Okay, can you see any, can you buffer it to see if it has any of the moment the man gets freaked out by the acorn falling and unloads his gun at the car?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you got to go back. This is after he found the acorn. This is after he shot it. Okay, let's see. Go back a little more. Okay, they're screaming. Okay, yeah.
How far is that?
Okay, this is...
I mean, I'd say about 2-3 miles.
Okay, I hope we hear the acorn.
Walking is a little minute, but driving is not too far. Mm-hmm.
Let it play.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm pulling out. Do a full search.
Do to do to do. An acorn falls and you shoot at the car.
Oh
I didn't even hear.
Shots fired.
I didn't even hear.
Shots fired.
Dude, shots fired. He's rolling.
Jesus fucking.
What is this guy like? He's in Vietnam or something?
What? In the car. I was shot in the car.
Oh. He's like officer down, but he fell.
He's the guy.
Ground.
He's the officer down.
I can't.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
I'm good. I feel weird, but I'm good.
I feel weird, but I'm good. Oh boy, pause it. I have to collect myself. I feel weird, but I'm good. Yeah, you feel weird because you just, now that I've stopped laughing and I have a moment of clarity, I feel bad for this man. I mean, he is so frightened. He has something happened to him. I don't know what his trauma is. Maybe he was in a war. Maybe he's an Iraq vet. And, you know, he heard an acorn fall onto a car. And it's just, I didn't even hear a sound.
No, nothing. Like you could not.
Let alone a sound that could be confused for a gunshot. Like if a car backfired or something.
Yeah, like a transformer blowing up, a tire blowing. You could
yeah,
be scared,
I mean,
like.
This guy is just on such high alert that a little sound, and then all those poor people who are so confused when this guy just starts. Not only does what is he shooting at? Does he even make eyes with what could be a shooter? He's literally just firing in daylight into just the ether, like at a car. And then, like, obviously shit goes berserk and it's shots fired. And then how much is it to save face? Like, I meant to do that because of this. Can we go back just a little bit? I want to just see it again. I mean, hell, I could watch that shit. Okay, so here he is. He's walking. I just want to see if we catch the sound. Let's listen very carefully to see if we hear the acorn. I'm putting the headphones real tight on my face. Crank your volume up at home.
Shot fired!
Nothing.
Fired!
I heard nothing.
Absolutely.
Now he just, let's see how many shots he takes. Ready? Shots fired. He's rolling around. Now he's just shooting at I don't even know what. Unloading his gun.
12 shots.
Now he's laying down doing like a movie, like a Bruce Willis on his side in Die Hard shooting. He unloads the clips. He reloads the gun. Oh, he's about to reload the gun and then he just decided to stop reloading. He's like, okay, maybe I don't have to reload it. And he's got gloves on and he's laying on his back and he's like, what the fuck did I just do? Why did I do that? I've really freaked out. Could you imagine if he just shot a bunch of people too? Now he's like, there's just people like screaming that there's.
I'm good. I feel weird, but I'm good.
That's gonna be my mantra for the next, however many days. Oh my god! I gotta see if he's talked about this before. He fired into his own patrol car. he cuffed a guy, put him in his patrol car. And then thought that he was shooting at him? I mean, it's so bizarre.
This happened on November 12th, and he resigned on December 4th.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I hope he gets help. I don't know what... I mean, I wish he came... He's like... If he came out and was like, I was in a war, and a little sound freaks me out, like, I would be like, okay, I understand then, but... Holy shit, dude. That it made me laugh. I mean, I haven't laughed that hard in... I don't even know. Since maybe the guy that cut off his dad's head. I don't even know. Well, DRP has sent in, and she is a Roche award-winning reporter, by the way. She has won in the past. I think this past year was her first Roche award winner. And she sent in something that involves a bit of semen terrorism, but perhaps on the other end of things, semen smuggling. People are smuggling semen, which is crazy because I find it to be abundant to the point where I'm wasting it oftentimes. Like I mentioned in that joke earlier. And I wonder, can I get in on this? Can I, instead of wasting my semen, maybe somebody out there would want to smuggle it? Let's find out what this entails. A media briefing by the Crime Suppression Division on Saturday revealed an elaborate network exporting human semen from Thailand. Interesting. Why do they want all the Thai semen? It is understood to be part of an elaborate racket creating babies using trafficked women in Laos and Cambodia. At length, they're trafficking women, so why are they, don't the trafficked women fuck people then? Isn't that the whole point of sex trafficking? Why are they then smuggling the semen in? Are they just putting it in the women? Who knows? At length, Chinese mafia groups are involved, with the result being babies born in Thailand and granted Thai citizenship. Police have been investigating the illegal scheme since 2017. Ah. So it's all Chinese stuff. About being born there. On Friday, alleged key player in the conspiracy was taken down by police. The man identified as, I'm not going to attempt this person's name, let's just say he's a 33-year-old Thai man. He was apprehended by the Crime Suppression Division, and he was wanted on foot of a warrant relating to the allegations of participating in transnational surrogacy network. The man was taken into custody, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. The arrest follows a warrant issued. Tell me what was going on here. He stands accused of soliciting individuals to transport prohibited items, namely human semen, eggs, or embryos, across international borders. That's wild. So they're taking the anchor baby thing to a whole new level. It's like, people are just like trying to then have a baby through surrogacy in a sex worker? I mean, that's what I'm gathering here, but I'm not a smart man.
It said the senior policeman said that those involved wanted babies to have the nationalities of the surrogate mothers for legal purposes that would then be used as a money laundering mechanism for Chinese nationals running gray businesses. So women from Laos and Cambodia were paid to act as surrogates. So they were sex workers and like or being sex trafficked. But this guy was just transporting a lot of cum to
the Chinese are always one step ahead, folks. I mean, people talk about, you know, the eventual war we'll have with China. I've said time and time again on this program, they've won it. It's already over. There will be no war. We've lost already. And this is just more proof that they are one step ahead. I look forward to my future Chinese overlords, frankly. Come on, let me have it. As long as I can do my show still. Can I talk about jizz and stuff? I don't know if they'll like a lot of it, but whatever they say.
They seem to like jizz.
They seem to like it. That's true. Now, let's see here. I got one last story I wanted to do. Where was it? Here, this one. This one's also this is how dumb we are. You know, they're over there. They're surrogacy. They're trying to have different nationality. I don't know what the fuck. Alex just explained it perfectly, and I still didn't compute it. But whatever they're doing sounds elaborate. We're not quite as elaborate over here. Hell, we're still trying to figure out how to stop child marriages from occurring here in the United States. That's right. T-Bone sent this in. In most states in our great nation here in America, including Oregon, allow some form of child marriage. Hilarious. What the fuck are we doing? I mean, with all these, we always talk about, the Hollywood pedophiles and Joe Biden and everything. It's like, your state, we could start with the state level. How about that? Maybe just change those laws to start. I don't know. Call me crazy. However, Washington State, by the way, Washington State is only one of five states. There's only 50 states, folks. Five of them do not have any age limit on marriage. You want to marry your baby? You want to marry any baby? You're allowed to in Washington. That's insane. You're allowed. What other five states are they?
California.
What?
Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Like, three of those you get.
I mean, I guess. I don't get any of them, frankly.
Three of those, you could see why they have the laws on the books.
I mean, Oklahoma and Mississippi, I get what you're saying. It's like boo-ba-doo-ba-doo. But at the same time, there's the first ones that are like, the elites are fucking kids out there. And it's like, you started it. But also, California, it's like, do we need this fucking state? I live here, and I'm going to live here for the foreseeable future. Do I think it's a great place to live? Not really. Never did. I don't really give a shit either way. But at the same time, they don't do any favors for themselves. It's like there are hobos sleeping in tents up and down outside my apartment right now. And we're banning Skittles. I mean, that's the kind of shit that's going on in California. Now I come to find out you can fucking marry babies in this state. It's fucking stupid. Fix this shit. I don't get it. The debate is centered on forced versus consensual child marriages. I mean, they're not, none of them are going to be consensual. It's, I mean, especially if it's like of an age of a baby that can't speak. Within my child marriage, I had two boys. My first son I had when I was 15. My second son I had when I was 17, says a woman. She's a first generation Hmong American. She says 1 year after moving to Washington, she was forced to marry at 12. My child marriage was filled with a lot of abuse on the daily basis from my husband, and I had no way to seek help. I was afraid. There have been more than 5,000 marriages involving a minor in Washington state in the last 24 years. So this isn't just some like ancient thing on the books that people just forgot about. They're still out there doing it. And there's people like, could you imagine working at the courthouse and like going like, well, we have this marriage license to process and a 12-year-old. OK. And you don't even like bat an eye about it. On Friday, in a 48-1 vote, Washington state senators passed the bill that would be, who's the one guy? Fire him. Fire that guy. Is this is it an anonymous marriage? That means one of them did say it should be. That's fucking nuts. A senator, like one vote and you're that guy. They have to, I mean, come on, dude. This is fucking nuts. I'm not one of these guys that's going to go around with my phone out, going up to guys and being like, you know who you were just texting with? You thought it was a 14-year-old boy. It was actually me. You see those guys on the internet? They go to like into a restaurant. They're like, we're going to confront a predator. He thinks he's been sexting with a 14-year-old boy, but it was really actually sexting with me, and now we're going to call him out on it. And then they go into the restaurant, and he's like, you know, all those sexts? That was me. And it's like, dude, we sexted for like 10 days. I mean, that's crazy. Like, could you imagine who's kind of more of a pedophile? The guy pretending to be a 14-year-old boy and continuing a ruse and writing sexts as a 14-year-old boy? Or the guy doing it? I don't know. I think they both should go to jail. Is this the senator that did it? You found that out?
Yeah, I found it. We found out the one abstaining vote was this guy.
Senator Jeff Holy?
Senator Jeff Holy.
Yeah, Senator Jeff, holy shit, you're a pedophile.
He said that he personally knew people in high school who married at approximately the same age due to pregnancies and had, quote, successful marriages.
Just wait a year then in that case. In a very rare cases, this is Senator Mike Patton, former Republican, or a Republican from Eastern Washington. In very rare cases, should we make it available for 17-year-olds to get married? Before the vote, Senator Patton offered an amendment that would have avoided a total ban by allowing a judge to approve a marriage for a 17-year-old. They must find that there's no evidence or indication of undue force, concern, or distress. So I want to find out what this guy says. It doesn't really say. So you're saying he was like, I knew people who got married. So he's saying two 14-year-olds got married?
He's saying he personally knows that a couple child marriages worked, so we shouldn't ban them.
Woof.
He said most of what you heard out here was hyperbole or talking points.
Hyperbole or talking points.
Idiot, man.
Golly. That's wild. I mean, I hope he gets fired. I hope he gets outed. I wouldn't mind if one of the predator people that I just talked about that I think are kind of weird, they could go fuck with that guy a little bit too. I wouldn't mind that. At the end of the day, those videos just are dark because it just is so dark all the way around. It's like, of course, I think the guy who's thinking he's texting a 14-year-old boy sex messages is a scumbag. But also the guy pretending to be the 14-year-old boy is like putting his head in it. That's weird too. There's something weird about that to me. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Like, no, not at all. That's
like, I'm going to pretend I'm a 14-year-old boy and I'm going to lure this man into sexting his penis to me. That's something's broken in you too, man. You know? It's all just a sticky wicket at the end of the day. But folks, I hope you come visit me while I'm out and about on the road coming up here. The big important one coming up, the most, the closest one to me here in this very day is March 15th. We are going to be at Chandler, Arizona at Mike Drop Comedy Club. Please to be getting tickets. to that. So I'd love to sell a bunch of tickets there. Two shows, one night. Come on out. Chandler, Arizona, March 15th. After that, April 26th and 27th, Huntsville, Alabama. May, there's so many things in May. Seattle, Washington, May 3rd. May 17th and 18th, Chicago, Illinois. May 29th, Baltimore, Magoobies. May 30th, Washington, D.C., D.C. Improv. May 31st, Allentown, Pennsylvania at the Emmaus Theater. And then June, we got 14th and 15th in Houston, Texas. And then in August, we got a bunch of dates, Omaha and Des Moines. All the tickets are on sale. Maybe not the Chicago dates quite yet, but they will be shortly after this broadcast airs. I do thank you for being here. Once again, joshpottershow@gmail.com is where you can send in all your articles. You can send in your music the way that Hendog and Brothers have. I mean, we're going to end with that song from last week because it is unbelievable. But also, go to the Patreon. And by the way, subscribe to this bad boy, this podcast, whether it be you're listening on audio, whether you're watching it on video. Subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about it, spread the word. Here's Brothers now with Roach Motel.
Direct with the Roach, we shotgun the beers. I got time for a toast. It's the only place I get my sports like for real, son. He taught us nobody's more sus than Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal, son. Won't find us in Walmart. Josh Potter, keep it frank, kind of like a ballpark. It wasn't nothing talking all that jism. Turns out there's a lot of semen terrorism.
Now it's time we hit him. Bringing Votto to the plate. Roachy, your words with Chase O'Donnell the Great. Let me stop for a second because it's Ass Marty time because it's idiocy. You know I can't abide.
Not a fan of these guys. Gonna damage the rise. Worse than the host known as the Roach. Leaving an idiot woman standing on the side or looking like she just tripped into a moat.
I'ma kill this Henny beat like murder. Been in more studios than most have ever heard. I'm pleased to be listening. Hit that like and subscribe. So many Bills hats got the mafia vibe.
A lot to describe, like a Roach reporter, teacher on OF, don't report her. Trying to live life with my mannequin wife and my mannequin kids, if that's my mannequin right.
Been a fan of this guy since the Roach Motel. Couple hundred weeks in, still funny as hell. From the tip cups to back sis and blind eyes, Potter has one of the best shows of all time.
Now watch this drive. Pop a couple tall cans with the Roach King and caught the vibe. Ready to pour more, scurry out the floorboards, hit like, comment, and subscribe.